The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Miss Robin. She's struggling to get her headphones microphone back on, but there we go.
I was watching The Five. I'm sorry.
You were watching The Five?
Yes.
Who's your favorite person on The Five?
Gutfeld.
Greg Gutfeld. I got it.
He's my I would say he's my favorite person of all of them, but Tyrus is my favorite person.
Tyrus is your favorite. I got it. Okay. Well, that's good. 410 WCBM 680. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. My name is Alan Ellis, and my wife's name is Robin Ellis. We are the co-hosts of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We don't always agree, but we always get along. Well, we don't always agree, nor do we always get along, but we're still married. So what do you think of that? That sound right, Robin?
Yeah, you got me really confused. How many, you gave me extras or something?
No. One's tackle, one's muzzle loader. I turned them sideways to each other. Did you mix them up?
No, but some of them have the same name on it. You just got me confused.
Robin,
okay.
The same person might have got in both drawings.
Okay, well, I don't know which one's which. Is the...
All right, during the break, I'll come over. Anyway, we sit across the room from each other.
And fuss
at each other, and hopefully you get to enjoy that. You can, make any kind of comments you like. But anyway, our phone number, our contact number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away three gifts today to our lucky listeners, three different listeners. We are giving away the trivia contest winner. Do we have a winner for that yet, Aaron? Do we have a contestant for that? Just Lee and Towson. Okay, we'll talk to Lee in just a second. We're giving away a muzzle loader. We're giving away a fishing tackle package. And then we have a trivia question. If you tuned out early the last hour, you may not have heard it. The question is from Tackle Box Tim Sherman for a bass fishing tackle package. Who won the BASS, Bass Angler Sportsman Society Elite Series Tournament that was held on the Chesapeake Bay in August of 2015. I was there. It was held out of Cecil County, out of Northeast, I believe. And you, first correct caller, will win a beautiful bass lure package. And there you go. How about that? The second package will be another... tackle package that we'll be giving away at about the 6:30-ish time, and we'll also at that time be giving away a beautiful CVA Wolf muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. Been doing this with us for about 19 or 20 years. 2004, I think, was the first time they did it. So is that 19 or is that 20? I don't know. You tell me. I figure it out. You can count on your fingers. I don't have that many fingers to count on, but anyway, I figure it's 19 years. You can say 20th anniversary, whatever. Right, Robin?
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of free muzzleloaders. 50-some muzzleloaders, 60 muzzleloaders, something like that. So
I'm trying to see what the puppy's got, sorry.
Something that she's playing with, a puppy toy or a bone or something.
Okay, as long as it's legal.
All right, with all that out of the way, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hi, Lee.
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
How's Lee this morning?
Huh?
So how's the fishing out there, buddy?
Real quick, Robin ends the show with taking a kid fishing. Robin, I'm blessed. Now my kids take me fishing.
So oh, I love it.
I took them fishing a lot when they were young, and now they both have a boat, and now they take the old man fishing. So that's
wrong with that.
It always comes back to you, doesn't it?
Nothing wrong with that.
It's so great. Hey, there's also a good fight up in the from basically Conowingo Dan all the way down into the Port Deposit, Lapinum area. There's since this rain we've had, there's redfin shag getting flushed through Conowingo Dam, which creates. That's what that little picture I sent you was a redfin shag coming through the dam.
I saw that. I saw that redfin shag.
After 3 or 4 days of a consistent water flow through the Conowingo Dam, the shad built up against the dam, and when they opened the gates, those little things have no mercy to come through the dam.
Right.
For the most part, they're intact, but it creates an unbelievable fishery that is literally untapped. And it's on right now. I mean, it's an incredible fishery up there. And some beautiful fish.
Can you access it by shore?
You know, Alan, that's the thing. Everything now with the Facebook and fishing reports, everybody goes off of what they see on the internet.
Right.
It used to be in the old days, word of mouth. You know, hey Joe, they're biting up here or whatever. But
right,
Alan, the last 3 days, I've had to completely the entire fishery to myself up there, and it's been phenomenal.
Wow.
I used to see in the fall, early fall, this time of year, we'd see people fishing at the mill and Deer Creek, you know, over around the Crab Shack and whatnot, but there's nobody fishing off the shore. You know, one thing I did see yesterday is some guys setting up with their boats with the rocket launchers off the back for the blue cats. I'm assuming that's what they were fishing for. I wasn't
right.
Targeting
right.
But if the shoreline fishing is there, it's just underutilized. Everybody, they think of shoreline in Susquehanna, they fish below the Conowingo Dam and the tail race up there.
Right, right.
And that's just a madhouse up there. But there's so many other places to fish off of the shore and from a boat. A boat, obviously, I'm using a jet boat for access because of the rocks, and it's
hazardous.
It's not an easy place to fish. It's something where if you're going to do it, if you have a guide, my daughter guides up there, and you know it's best to go with somebody else for the first time until you learn
right.
In a boat.
Right.
As far as
first
boat,
time,
either
first time I fished the Susquehanna. First time I fished the Susquehanna, we fished about a mile up into Susquehanna on the grass beds with Bernie Schultz in the Bassmasters Classic in 1990 when it was here in Baltimore. And we had 40 minutes to get back to the Gunpowder check-in, and Bernie turned that boat around and pedaled to the metal, full throttle, wide open, from the Susquehanna to the Gunpowder. We jumped a freighter wake. We jumped a freighter wake twice. We had the warning light come on at Aberdeen Proving Ground and get a warning. The guy shouted over the loudspeaker something. Couldn't hear it, of course. Bernie said, what'd he say? And I said, he wanted to know if you had your life insurance paid up. I lost my jacket. We get into the mouth of the Gunpowder. There's a duck blind there. Bernie throws a bait in there. On his second cast, he caught his only fish of the day, and he went in and weighed one fish in. But in under 40 minutes, we made it from the mouth of the Susquehanna to Gunpowder. That's a long distance, buddy.
I remember when I was with Liberty Bass Club, you know, chasing you know, I learned a whole lot from other fishermen in the club and a lot about Maryland and our different tributaries. But after a while, it got a little bit competitive, and I when the competitiveness started, I lost my interest because my partner and I, we had a tournament at Conowingo Lake, and we weren't catching a thing. So my buddy Neil, he decides to pull out the water skis.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
Here we're fishing a bass tournament, and we're water, you know how water skiers and bass fishermen get along.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
but, yeah, not good.
I remember some of those long hauls, you know, from all up, at, especially fishing the qualifier up at Deep Creek Lake and all that stuff.
Were you at Deep Creek Lake with the water skiing incident many moons ago?
There were two guys
fishing in those guys don't have bass. A lot of them didn't have bass boats back in the day. They're fishing in a 14-foot John boat in a bass tournament. Here comes a water skier. The skier went inside the boat. The speedboat stayed on the outside. The skier went inside the boat, which meant the rope was coming over the top of the boat. And one guy grabbed the other and threw him in the bottom of the boat. The skier went on by. Well, one of the bass fishermen that had a bass boat saw this and took off after the water ski boat. Nobody heard anything until later, about 9 o'clock at night. The county sheriff comes by the hotel and he says, "Hey, any of you fellas own a blue bass boat with a white stripe?" No, nobody knew anybody that had a bass boat with a white stripe. He goes, "Okay, just checking." They said, "Why, what happened?" He said, "We're looking for a guy that in a bass boat that fired a flare through the side of a ski boat on the lake earlier today."
Oh, yeah.
So
I remember incidents with fishing too close to people's piers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a highly competitive sport.
Yep, no question.
Not my cup of tea at all.
Yep.
Been there, done it, and don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Nope.
I fish for fun now. It's all about the fun. And obviously, I do my commercial fishing, but
sure.
It's all good.
Yep. So, all right, Lee. Thanks for the call, buddy. Thanks for telling us about that bite in Susquehanna.
Oh, yeah, it's on. I hope it lasts a while. Okay, you all have a good one. Thank you all.
Thanks, Lee. Take care. Keep the pictures coming. All right, Jack and Joppa, hang on, buddy, because we're going to talk about backyard billies. You know, backyard billies they're fun to talk about because there's so much stuff to talk about. Lots of great weekends left this fall. Crabs are getting bigger and fatter, cheaper. Go out there in the yard with the family. You can get some nice crabs and make up a nice afternoon lunch on a Saturday or Sunday. And you know what? That picnic table's seen better days. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out the complete line of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including those tables and chairs. Get some new Adirondack chairs for, Uncle Bob to set on the deck. Check out the new barbecue grills because yours is done. It's rusted. It's done. It's gone. You need to get a new Traeger pellet grill, control it with your phone, a Big Green Egg or a Kamado Joe grill smoker, or even a new Memphis stainless steel grill. If you got a little cover on your deck, that's the one to go with. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you'll see all the barbecue grills. Of course, you'll see the outdoor fire pits and rings and all that stuff, the furniture. I just can't, in 1 minute, talk about, and I usually go longer, everything that you can find for your backyard, your fireplace, and all that stuff at Backyard Billy's, and even Hearth America at Backyard Billy's with the stoves and inserts and so forth. BackyardBilly's.com is a place to see all that stuff. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue, for Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look just great, even this fall. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Forgot I was doing talking about our friends at Clive's Sports Shop. Woo! All right, look, let's talk about high-powered rifles. Let's talk about centerfire rifles, high-powered rifles. And one I want to mention is the BAR MK2 Safari model. That stands for BAR, Browning Automatic Rifle. It's an acronym. It's not exactly right, but how about we change it from automatic to Browning Auto Loader, which is different. Browning Auto Loader MK2 Safari features traditionally styled walnut stock, hammer-forged barrel, and a polished blue and engraved steel receiver. It's a gorgeous gun, gorgeous firearm if you like an auto loader in a semi-automatic firearm, in an auto loader. Reliable gas piston operation with a detachable box magazine, and it comes in a variety of calibers that are great for deer hunting if you like the Browning auto loader in a high-powered rifle. Now, the X-Bolt is a more traditional bolt-action, extremely accurate bolt-action big game hunting perfection. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available in the X-Bolt. A lot of different models, adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine on all of them. But I would urge you to see the new X-Bolt Pro Series with the camouflage, the Cerakote barrel, the muzzle brake, the fluted barrels. They have several different models, the long range, the Macmillan, and the lightweight models. If you're going to be carrying your firearm on a Western hunt or out in Western Maryland or where you're doing a lot of walking or something like that, the Browning X-Bolt Pro may be the one for you. All these available at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway number 9 there in Lansdowne, Baltimore. Why not give them a call at 410-242-6108. Clyde's been around since 1957. ClydeSports.com is the website, open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Be sure to stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice.
scallops, octopus, alligator, cool ice, ice, reef. By the bag or block, yep, cool ice. For anglers or crabbers, cool ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes. Hungry heart. All right. Jack and Joppa. Let's go to Jack and Joppa. Good morning, Jack. How are you? Hello, Jack.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Okay, I got a question about the hunting season and deer, but first I want to mention I called you before about duckweed. I got a pond with bass in it and stuff, and my son came up and he got what you said. He went to one of the places you recommended, and he took care of it with some type of chemical, but good. It was at the place you recommended, so it took care of it. I want to thank you. Also, I wanted to mention that me and the wife got to get the backyard bellies. I hear it every Saturday, and the way you describe it, I can't wait to get in there.
It's so much fun.
We did go eat at McDonald's, and I had the crabs, and my wife had an entree. Like you said, it's an extensive menu. She enjoyed it, so we plan to be going back like once a month. We're trying to make
great
a vigil. Yeah, so thanks for bringing all that up.
Hey, but let me tell you something. Madonna Seafood is a great place to eat.
It is great, yes. So anyway, I wanted to mention that my sons are getting into hunting, and he asked me, since I live between, which you wouldn't think we have coyotes and deer and all that stuff, between Route 7, Philadelphia Road, and Route 40.
But oh, yeah, you do.
And he mentioned that, is he allowed to come on my property and shoot deer when, you know, deer season, or does he have to, how's that work? He wants to know. I forgot to ask you.
Your son asked you
that question? Yeah, he wants to get into hunting, and he wanted to know, since I have deer on my property.
Well, the question he is did he take a hunter safety education course and get a hunting license?
Well, he's starting to do all that, yeah.
He needs to do that.
But he says, since we have deer running in the backyard, I got five of them every morning.
How much property do you have?
It's about 30 acres.
30 acres, yeah. Well, that's certainly enough.
The train tracks all the way to Route 7.
Yeah, that's enough. That's certainly enough property. Being father and son, I don't see that he would have an issue with that. Just to be sure, though, I would give him written permission, because if he should ever get checked, he will need is he 16 or older yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, he'll need a copy of his photo ID. He'll need his hunting license, and he'll need a copy of the written permission that you gave him.
And then he'll be able to come here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. I'll tell him.
Yep. But make sure he's ready to go. Make sure he has his hunting license, hunter safety course, and all that. And he must stay 150 yards away from an occupied residence.
Oh, that'd be easy to do. Yeah.
That's a safety zone, 150 yards.
Gotcha.
You and your neighbors.
Appreciate that, Alan. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks for the shout out to our sponsors too. They appreciate
it. Thanks for bringing them up every Saturday because it makes a difference. You know, I said we got it. I said I got to go check out Backyard Belly. So that's our next trip.
All right, it's a fun trip anyway. So
it's great time anyway.
And if you want some restaurants, we can give you some ideas.
There you go, Jack in Joppa. That was him, Ronald in Baltimore. Good morning, Ronald.
Hey, Ronald.
Good morning, Mr. Allen, and good morning, Miss Robin. Nice to hear your voice again, Miss Robin. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I love being on here with you all. I really don't like it when I'm not.
Yes, and I enjoyed the show. And Alan, that was a nice one by Bruce Springsteen there. That was a nice song there. Nice song there. I like that.
Yeah, well, looks like he's stopped touring for the time being, canceled all his tours. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard. He's a little sick there or something like that.
Peptic ulcers, All the old rockers my age are starting to get medical problems. I wonder why. Wonder if there's anything they did in their early lives that affected their health now. Tyler and,
Tyler? No, I ain't heard Tyler. Yeah.
He's got some issues, too. He's not
too vocal worried. Cords are bad. Can't sing.
Wow. And did you know, also, because he always wore those pointy toe shoes.
Yeah.
He has major foot problems.
Tyler does?
Tyler does, yeah. I've seen his toes.
Wow.
I'm serious. He showed it on a thing.
I heard about Miss Bernie. I mean, the lady who called you last Saturday talking about Bernie there, you know.
Yeah.
You were just talking about him a while ago there, you know. She asked you about Bernie. And you told her some extraordinary stuff there last week when you told her about Bernie there.
Yeah.
He was quite a guy, huh?
Yes, indeed.
So. Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
I enjoy the show. Still listen to the show. And love everything there. Y'all saying there.
We don't ever want you to leave, Ronald.
Don't ever want you to leave, Ronald. Just stay with us. All right, buddy?
All right. Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ronald.
Yes, indeed. Steve in Parkville. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Looks like you are the last guy on the list here for the fish and tackle. And let's see what else we got here. Hold on.
Probably the muzzleloader, too.
And the muzzleloader, yeah. You're the last guy on the list. How about that?
So. I just barely made it in because I did not know what number to call. Listened for the whole first hour and didn't know what number to call until about 5 or 10 minutes into the second hour.
410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680.
I should have assumed that, but so many of their shows are from different places that I didn't know who to call.
Right. Right. Well, we're still out. We're still
fishing up there at the Susquehanna. I took my grandson up there 5 years ago when he was 7. First time rock fishing ever in his life, limited out in 40 minutes from the bank.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, sir.
Nothing wrong with that.
Perch right away, put them on for bait, rock fish right away. Fast as he can fill them in.
That's great.
That man named Joppa, if he needs help learning how to hunt,
There'll be a lot of volunteers out there.
Well, I'm very familiar with the area. I'm born and raised about 2 miles from there.
I got it.
If he needs any help, he is free to call me.
Well, I'll tell you what, he can call back in if he wants, and we'll make the connection.
I appreciate that. We just lost our spot to the Coyotes.
Through me. Well, what do you mean you lost your spot to the Coyotes?
We had a place next to Jerusalem Mill where I grew up.
Yeah.
That had, we had a deer herd of about 9 to 12 come out of the park every night at sunset for as long as I can remember.
Right.
And now you're liable to see 30 to 50 coyotes and no deer, maybe one deer.
30 to 50 coyotes.
We don't even hunt it anymore. We gave up.
Man, that's state park stuff, though, isn't it?
We hunt them as soon as they walk out of the state park onto my brother's property.
Got it. Wow.
A big field in front of the mill. My brother owns part of the hedgerow to the right-hand side of that great big field.
Oh, I got it. Okay. Well, why don't you guys gear up for coyotes and learn how to call them? And learn how to hunt them at night. But you know that would enhance your hunting time.
He
you know,
had us gun hunt up in there, and it's too hard to get them pesky coyotes with a bow.
Yeah, you can't get them with a bow. I've known two or three guys that have shot them with a bow, but that's you know, very. Yeah, it takes a lot of skill to kill a coyote with a bow. You got to be elevated and have that coyote come right under you to take them with a bow. That's for sure.
We did try getting them in there. We had a deer carcass we found in the stream, and we scared the entire neighborhood to death. There must be coyotes.
Mustard, oh, my gosh.
You have them howling right in the middle of the neighborhood.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, they didn't appreciate it, so we
nope.
didn't coyote on either.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Have a good day.
You got it. Yep. Bye-bye. Hey, we'll do our second break, and then we'll do the drawing, okay? Spurry's Tire Service. Spurry's a well-known name here in Easton. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. It's about a block off Route 50, right here in the center of Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. That's where I'm getting my brake work done. That's where I bought my last set of tires. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. I love my Firestones. As well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, for your truck, any make and model, from the tiniest to the tractor trailer. They've got them. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine. Farmers, pay attention. Any machine in your barnyard, and landowners and homeowners, any machine in your backyard, your garden tractor, your farm tractor, your combine, your wheelbarrow, your lawnmower, they've got it all. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, and that includes checking and diagnosing and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They did it for me a couple weeks ago. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years, and Robin, too. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum Side-by-Side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A., keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
All right, there's Hank. Love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for two drawings. Nobody was able to answer the question. You still have time to answer the question. Who won the BASS Elite Tournament on the Chesapeake Bay in 2015? First caller with the answer wins a Bass Fishing Tackle package. If not, well, we'll just hang on to it, or maybe Tackle Box Tim will tell us what to do. Maybe we'll give it away to somebody in second place.
But Tim's on the phone.
Right now, Robin?
Yeah, Tim's on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Aren't you Tim?
Let's talk to Tim.
Good morning,
Tim.
Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing
so
well.
Nobody...
Welcome back, and we surely do miss you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I miss being here.
We banter back and forth between you and Alan because we, being married myself,
you live it.
We have those types of conversations.
Exactly. Everybody does.
Hey, we keep it real here.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's real.
So what do we do with the second bass package, Tim?
Well, if nobody calls in by the end of the show, Alan, have Robin draw a second number, and if nobody answers the question, the second person, we can somehow contact them and let them know they won.
The runner-up?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. I can handle that.
All right. We'll see if Aaron has any answers by the end of the show. So... Right now, we're going to do a drawing for the tackle box.
There is a way to cheat to find that out, you know.
Robin, stop.
So we're going to do the striper package.
Striper package today. Got it.
Yep.
Robin, who's the winner of striped bass package today?
Well, I guess we're really lucky that Mr. King got himself in at the last minute because Steve King won it.
Well, congratulations
to
Steve King.
Number 31.
How about that?
We had 30. Right. He became 31.
We'll get in touch with Mr. King, and we'll get that information to you, Tim, and you can send that package out to him. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan. And, hey, if he's in Parkville and he doesn't mind a drop-off, I can handle that.
All right. We can do that.
Be nice.
Let's see what happens.
I'd love to get together with folks and talk to them about their fishing experiences, and be nice to see a smile on somebody's face when they get the package.
Well, that's why I like to hand deliver the muzzle loaders if it works out.
So. Yep.
Very good. All right, Tim, that's your winner for the striped bass package, and we'll see what happens till the end of the show. How's that sound?
That sounds like a plan.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Appreciate that. I'm going to ask a question one more time. BASS, Bass Angler Sportsman Society Elite Series Tournament. In 2015 on the Chesapeake Bay, who was the winner? There you go.
It wasn't us.
No. We didn't win it. You didn't win it, did you, Tim?
Tim's not answering.
He's no longer with us.
Okay.
He's no longer on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, Alan. Okay.
The winner of the muzzleloader is?
I'm having an issue with the last name. So when I say this, you might want to look at the list. Aaron, and maybe you can remember how this is pronounced. It's Linda Cummiff, C-U-M-M-I-F-S.
Or Cummins.
No, I got an I-S, I-F-S.
What's the date on that?
The 23rd.
Kniff? Kniff?
Kniffs.
Linda Kniff? Okay. Well, guess what, Linda Kniff? You just won a CVA Wolf muzzleloader.
And we'll be giving you a call.
Yep. She can certainly call in and claim it, or we'll call her after the show and get it all worked out. How's that? So
it's nice to have a lady win.
Nice to have a lady win, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680. If you want to win that bass tackle package and you know the name of who won the BASS Elite Series tournament on the Chesapeake in 2015, one of the last bass tournaments out of the Maryland, we'll certainly be more than glad to get that package over to you. All right. So we have two winners. Steve, what was Steve's last name?
King.
Steve King. King, the winner, and?
Linda Kniff.
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 Yep.
Kniff.
Linda's on hold.
Oh, well, awesome.
How about that? Let's see here.
I'm on hold.
You are on hold.
Please,
how are you doing, Linda?
Please tell me how to pronounce your last name correctly.
Cummins. C-U-M-M-I-N-S.
Cummins. Okay.
Cummins, yeah.
All right.
Well,
how about that, Linda?
This is so funny. Because yesterday I was listening to Sean and, you know, that program, and I won, too. So it's my lucky weekend.
Lucky week. That's awesome.
God. Oh, my God. That's so
How
funny.
About that? You're weak.
That's wonderful.
Now you need to buy a lottery ticket for tonight.
I know.
You need to buy me a lottery ticket for tonight.
I will.
Say what?
I sure will.
All right, I just got an email with the correct answer to the question. So, who was first? We don't know. All right. Well, Linda, congratulations. I'll call you after the show. Get your address. Don't give it out on the air. We'll talk. Okay.
All right. Thank you,
Linda. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Have a wonderful weekend.
I'm really glad you're back on. I really am.
Thank you. I'm sorry about my voice. I'm losing it by the end here. Now, what's your plans for the muzzleloader, real quick, Linda?
Well, I have lots of friends, you know, and I'll see who I like the best, you know, to share it with.
Hey, I'm your friend.
No, he's not.
I'm sorry, I'm so giggly.
Oh, well.
I love it. I'm that way too.
It's
you
a
have
funny,
a super.
I, you know, I've been listening every week, and you know. Robin, I talked to Alan about Bert Gelbar.
Oh, yeah, Bert Gelbar. I remember, yep, last week.
Yeah, and when I called Harriet, that's his wife,
yep.
And I told her that I called the station, she just started to cry.
Oh.
And she said, thank you so much for thinking about Bert and calling the station.
Oh,
so,
good memories with Bert. Yep,
yeah.
Took me to a couple MSSA meetings and took me fishing once out 7 foot knoll, and was the very first caller to the old Maryland Sportsman Show.
Yeah, you told me that. All right.
Yep. Well, telling the rest of the listeners.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
And Robin. Robin didn't know. So, very good.
She was just a little girl then; she couldn't help it.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. She was. All right. Very good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We'll talk soon. I'll give you a call. There she goes. All right. What's the first name of the caller that answers the question? Brian and Glen Burnie. Now we have a dilemma because I don't know who got in first, whether it was Kevin or Brian. What time did the call come in? 6:47. So 1 minute too late. So Kevin is the winner, unfortunately. We had to do it that way by time, but we were notified by text or email text from Kevin in, where's Kevin? Hillthorpe, I think.
Hey.
What, Robin?
I got an idea.
What?
Can we send Brian?
Yeah.
One of our big ass fish coffee cups?
Sure.
Why don't we do that? If that's all right with Brian, if he's interested.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Brian, if you're out there, okay, if you would like a big-ass fish coffee mug that's got a snake head and a catfish on it, Give me a call back, and we'll mail it out to you for a runner's-up prize. Okay?
Yep, there you go.
So, if you're interested,
well,
let me
Kevin,
know.
Kevin had the answer. He might have gone to the search engine, but he said, do you have Brian's phone number? Well, Brian just, by default, won the Bass Fishing Tackle Package as a gift from Kevin. So, Brian, call back, give Aaron your name and number, and we'll get in touch with you after the show.
Come back, Brian.
Brian, come on back. Yes, indeed. So,
I've never begged somebody to come back.
No,
before.
You haven't. So, anyway. Well, you did when we were first dating.
Oh,
after
bull
the after
stuff.
The third date.
Yeah, right. Why don't we tell them about after the first date?
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. Where are we, Rob? I've lost track. So we're waiting for Brian to call back. The winners were Steve and Linda, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Steve needs to be called. Linda, I got a call for her address. She called in. Brian called in with the correct answer, and Brian is back on. Good morning, Brian.
Yeah, Brian, don't hang up. You can start getting prizes right and left.
Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
So Kevin is not a fisherman, and he said give the fishing tackle, the Bass Fishing Tackle Package to you.
And if you still want the mug, I'll send it out to you. If you don't, I also understand.
So,
all right,
so how about
man.
That? Yep.
That's pretty
so,
good.
I told Aaron
to add on to the guy that saw the boats out there in the Susquehanna yesterday. That was me. And
that was
giant
you?
Catfish. We caught so many giant catfish, it was crazy.
How many big catfish?
I got 5 in the cooler now that are over 30 that I got to clean today. But
Blue.
I probably caught 15.
Blue catfish? Wow.
Yep.
That's a big day, man.
Me and another boat went up there, and we were sitting out there, and
yeah.
I only saw one boat pass, so it had to be him.
How about that? Setting up for catfish. Well, how about that? You guys get together on the water. That's great. Well,
yep.
What's your favorite way of fixing those blue catfish?
I've actually never been to the Susquehanna. The guy took me up there yesterday.
Right.
I kind of like my prop on my boat.
Right.
So
yeah. So you don't go that high. Yeah. Okay.
Now it's the same way I fished the Marshy Hope with bunker.
Okay. Got it.
How do you like them?
How do you
smoke.
Cook them? That's what I'm asking. How do you fix them? How do you
smoke.
Cook? You say smoke them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll
Ooh,
go with that.
That sounds good.
I'll go with that. Smoke catfish.
Smoke them and use the rest for garden supply.
Well, yeah, of course. Yep, I understand that. Gotcha. Well, they'll help you grow your garden, that's for sure. Just so you know, turn them under. That's all you got to do. So.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Well, I got your phone number here. I'll give you a call and get your address after the show. How's that?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, thank you. All right. Whew.
That was exciting.
That was exciting. How about that? But I'll tell you what's more exciting.
Uh-oh.
Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. You know, plenty of good crabbing and fishing ahead. We're just at the beginning of October, and fishing's really getting good. And I love fall fishing, so, and if you do too, you stop by Clyde Sports Shop and make sure that you get some live bait. They got all kinds of live bait and frozen bait. They got those big salties for the snakeheads and for all the other big fish you want to fish for. They've got minnows. They've got lugworms. They've got frozen bait for catfish. They've got all the crabbing bait you could need. They've got the crabbing supplies, rods and reels and tackle for every species and every kind of lure you can want. And you will be able to gear up right there at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, Clyde Sports, CLYDESSPORTS, two S's in the middle, ClydeSports.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, fishing, crabbing, and scope mounting, Clyde Sports Shop is your place in Baltimore to go. Make sure you stop by this weekend if you're going fishing. Now, Backyard Billy's, one more time. Our friends at Backyard Billy's have anything and everything you need for your backyard. From the biggest stuff like sheds and gazebos and chicken coops and dog kennels and pergolas and picnic tables and all that stuff, to barbecue grills, to fire rings, to furniture, outdoor furniture, Adirondack chair, tables, chairs, you name it, Backyard Billy's has, I'll say, 100,000 items in stock. They got 1,000 Adirondack chairs in every color and shape imaginable, and you'll be glad you did. Why not stop by BackyardBillys.com in Graysonville or call 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week. Take a ride, Route 50, across the Bay Bridge, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. You'll see them when you go by. And you turn on Evans and go make a right and a right, and you'll be right there at Backyard Billy's. Your backyard's going to look great, and if you need any kind of heat, Hearth America Division is the fireplace at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin.
Everybody. Spend the weekend with your family. Do a picnic, a get-together, go fishing, take a ride. Our country needs more family time. Okay, so get out, stay out, stay safe, enjoy the family.